most popular cello pieces for weddings and encores is the Sicilienne, attributed to Maria Teresa von Paradis, a blind female composer who lived in Vienna during the late 18th century. But there's something highly suspicious about this piece. Paradis never mentioned it, and it's not listed amongst her known works. In fact, the work was only first mentioned in 1924, when Polish-American violinist Samuel Duszkin published the Sicilienne by Paradis for strings and piano. This wasn't the first time that Duszkin had made such a discovery. He also attributed one of his violin compositions to the 18th century composer Johann Georg Bender. In both cases, he claimed that he was editing and arranging pre-existing works, though he could not produce the original manuscripts. The Sicilienne soon became a beloved piece, performed by artists such as Jacqueline Dupré. Interestingly, its melody and harmony are closely based on a romanza, Carl Maria von Weber's Violin Concerto. With its lush romantic harmonies, it's a far cry from the classical style of Paradis. Perhaps Duszkin was inspired by his teacher, Fritz Kreisler, who also passed off some of his own compositions as works by earlier composers. When Duszkin died in 1976, he had still never admitted that the Sicilienne was a forgery. Today, it is still published under Paradis's name, though often with a footnote acknowledging Duszkin as the actual composer. Rather than play the Sicilienne, I have chosen to share the piece it was probably based on, The Beautiful Larghetto by Carl Maria von Weber. It is taken from his 1810 violin concerto and is arranged here for violin and piano by Fritz Kreisler. It's performed by Daniel Hope on violin and Jacques Amon on piano. That was Carl Maria von Weber's Larghetto, performed by Daniel Hope and Jacques Amon.